TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
Stool to sit on instead of standing the whole time?
No, I've already realized I'm going to have to stand for this.
Oh, okay.
I mean, not stand for it.
Mm-hmm. But if you do get that stool, be careful because it's loose.
It's a loose stool.
Oh, yeah. Lord.
It's actually not an entire stool. It's only a sample. So, hey, did Alexis tell y'all that she spent a me time day yesterday? It was a lot of me time for her.
It was a me time
that she needed, and she did things like she colored and ate snacks.
Really?
Yeah. So evidently, it was a kindergarten me time.
Is it you colored in your adult coloring book with dirty pictures?
No, I did. I just did the alien one. Because I hadn't opened up my 100th...
What's an alien?
Alien.
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 Oh, okay.
Did I say alien?
Yeah. So, alien. So it was an illegal alien cooked coloring book?
No, it was not illegal aliens.
Oh, it was space aliens.
Space aliens.
Like Rob kind of aliens.
Yeah, those times.
It would be the weirdest coloring book ever. An illegal alien coloring book.
I know, right?
That could be pretty offensive, I would think.
Yeah, maybe.
Huh. That was... So it was a recharge day for you, huh?
Yeah, it was a recharge day. I opened up my 100-piece coloring pencil set that I had not opened up yet. Fresh new, fresh sharpened, all types of colors, color pencils.
Yeah. And then after all of that, did you tell them what you were wishing for the next thing that would come around would be?
Yeah, I wanted a snow day. I was like, what if it just started snowing and we didn't have to go to work today and we could have just like watched movies?
See, and that's the whole end of the fantasy there. Yeah. To think that you would not have to come to work if it snows.
Well, a blizzard.
We don't get snow days.
I know.
Even in a blizzard.
Who's going to come pick me up?
We will.
Yeah, they figure
okay,
it out.
Well. Yeah, we do. Everybody else.
I had the same plan. I was like, oh, we're not going to work too. Like, no problem. Be there in 10.
I get Rob. TJ gets Riggin. If we needed to get you, we'd figure out how to somebody else would swing
so
by.
Now, Ace, you're going to have to get her because Rob doesn't need it because he's got a four-wheel drive.
Right. Okay, so I would drive down and pick you up and bring you in.
Ooh, all right.
Good luck. Yeah. And how's that going to be? So you can listen to Molly Hatchet on 10 on your way to work.
Hype for the show.
Little Black Betty at 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, Black Betty. Oh, Black Betty.
I've been traveling down the road and I'm flirting with disaster.
I'd be like, actually, I think I can drive. I think I can figure it out.
Yeah. You can drive in the sunshine.
Yeah.
Stop it.
The downside of me picking you up is the fact that I like to stop and help people if they're stranded on the side of the road.
Oh, my God.
And Rob hates it.
He hates helping people.
Yeah, Rob and I have stopped a couple times. Rob, we got to stop and help this guy. Rob's like, I think they're about to get out. I'm like, Rob, that man's 90 years old, and he's clearly stuck. We got to help him. I don't think we should. He'll be fine.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah, we did try to help a guy that had driven off the road into the median one time. And after Rob and I both got covered in mud from the guy spinning his tire, like, all right, dude, I think you're stuck here. We're just going to leave you and go on about our business. You need to call a tow truck. We couldn't help him. We couldn't get him out. There's just no way to get him out.
That's very nice of you for trying, though.
So that's intern Harrisman in there, right?
Right. Yeah.
Former intern Harrisman, a.k.a. Harrison, a.k.a. Finch, right?
Yeah, Finch. Forgot about that nickname.
Tell him to come here for a second, right? I got to ask him something.
He literally just walked
out. He just did?
Oh, he literally.
To go home?
No.
Oh, to go home.
This is bullshit. I'm leaving.
I've been here all morning.
I can't.
Did you bring the light, Rob, or did he bring the light?
I did. I bought one for videos we do here.
It's for his selfies.
Okay.
Shut up.
What? I'm just saying.
It's not.
What videos?
It looked like he was taking a selfie earlier.
I was getting it set up.
For what videos?
Videos that we're going to start doing a lot of videos around here.
Of what, though?
Stuff.
I know you're looking at me.
Adam?
No, I had nothing to do with this one.
It wasn't his idea. I just know that we take some videos here, and it'd be nice to have a good ring light.
Okay.
Who paid for the ring light?
Me.
Oh, okay.
He's like, okay, then in that case.
Well, thank you, Rob.
Problem solved.
Because I was like, it looks to me like I didn't say it was okay to buy a ring light.
That's very nice of you, Rob.
Clearly TJ didn't. Mm-hmm.
Go put it in my truck. I use that at home.
$6. Relax.
He's like, I don't know why. Adam just said he wanted 10 ring lights. Yeah. I got stuff showing up at my house.
Oh, yeah. I meant to tell you that. Sorry.
Yeah.
I meant to send you text
stuff. And it gets sent to my house. And Jody's like, what did you order now? Like, I didn't order a damn thing. Well, did Adam order this? I don't know. Ask him. I said, what difference does it make? Why do you care?
Yeah, that was on Friday. And I accidentally put it on my card by accident at first. I went to put in, it was like a $700 order, and it was on my card was a default payment. So I was like, wait a minute, did I just change it? I didn't change the payment.
That As I was leaving card. Friday, there was a moment of panic happening. Yeah. She was in there. And she was like, Rob, make sure I flip this to a different car.
Yeah, I couldn't keep my mouth shut. I looked at Ace. I was like, it's $700. And then I walked out. Yeah. Just like threw the grenade and walked away.
Yeah, Regan said it. And he said something about, Ace, what are y'all buying for $700? I said, what are we buying for $700? And I said, I have no idea what we're buying. And then the Lexus was too busy, caught up in the moment of what was happening. And she goes, she's like, I think I just put it on my card. And I'm still sitting here by myself going, no, what are we buying for
$700?
And Riggins goes, all right. Well, it looks like you just spent $350. And he just
left. Not my problem.
Yeah.
Got rocks.
See you tomorrow.
See ya.
Yeah. Yeah, I meant
but
to text
it was
you
a
that.
Giant box of these crystals.
Yeah. There was stuff in my shopping cart already, probably.
Yeah. Like, what do we need these for?
What is that?
Just take them.
Jody, that would be hilarious. Like, you know, box of crystals showed up at your house.
Jody'd be like, my energy's just fine. Thank you very much. I need that bullshit.
I love her. She is a whole vibe. Let me tell you.
Oh yeah.
Mm. I need to learn from her.
Oof. She's a whole vibe.
A whole vibe.
Not a half of one. Oh,
what do you think you could learn from Jody?
Oh my God, I was watching her on Saturday. Oof, she knows what she's doing.
What, at the party?
Yes, yeah. She knows what she's doing. I'm like, she needs to take me under her wing.
Give me a specific, what do you think?
There was a time when TJ and Jody were both standing next to me. I think Jody wanted a drink, but the way that she did it was so she was like, well, I'm gonna go get a drink. And then she kind of just paused, and TJ was like, well, I'll go get it for you. She's like, are you sure? I can go get it. He was like, no, I'll get it. And then he walks away, and she looks at me, and I'm like, I see what you're doing, girl. I see it.
She got you.
No, but most of the time she would have gone, you want me to go get a drink?
Yeah.
See, I need a drink. You want me to go get it? Just like she does with the, you know, when the kids were little and the bus would be coming, you had to go meet them down the street. And if it was an afternoon where it was cold or raining or whatever, she would go get them every other day. And then she would look at me all of a sudden and go, you want me to go get Lainey off the bus? Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
It's a day. But it's just something about asking me, hey, will you go get Lainey? She won't do it.
But that's why I love it, because then you come in and you're the gentleman and you're just going to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I would have done it anyway. I would do it even if she said, hey, go get me another drink, please. I would go. It's just that I don't like the throwing it out of way like it's something unusual. You know what I mean? Like it happens every – like I always go get you a drink if you want it. I always go do this. I always do this, whatever. Or if you ask me to do anything for you as a favor, I'll do it. But after all of these years, she still feels like she has to manipulate me into doing it.
I think it's
funny. I don't know.
It was cute.
I thought you were going to say about how she works the room.
That also, I mean, that was another thing I was going to say. She's a social butterfly. She's just everywhere. Wherever I would look at, she was talking. Everybody was engaged. She just knows how to work a room. She's just awesome. She came in. Her outfit was on point. I love her.
She also knows how to work a broom, and that's important to me.
Stop. Priorities.
She can work a room and work a broom.
You guys are cute. Yeah. Your whole family's cute.
Yeah, they are.
Aren't they a cute family?
They are really the cutest. Are. I can't even get enough of them, for real. I was like, I would just like to just sit on the puffy couch and watch them live their life.
Well, if you're sitting on the puffy couch, you're only watching one person live their life.
Yeah, and if you're sitting on the puffy couch, your ass is in the way, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Well, she can sit there as long as she doesn't talk.
Yeah. You're not seeing a lot.
If you're on the puffy couch, all you're doing is watching TJ, nap and watch TV. That's it.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm out of whiskey. Mm-hmm. Bring it back without saying anything.
Yeah, exactly.
maybe what you were watching is a woman who's like with a gentleman. You know what
that's
I'm saying?
That's probably, I've never seen her. Right, like,
good point, Riggins.
Maybe it wasn't Jody, really. Maybe what you were watching is a guy with Jody that you thought was so
maybe that's
impressive.
What it is.
Yeah.
Who was it? Who was the guy?
Maybe.
Who the hell was Jody with?
I had my back turned a lot. I'll give you that. I wasn't looking.
Do you think, Alexis, that might be what it was, that you're not used to being around dating guys who act like a gentleman all the time?
I think that might be part of it.
Yeah.
We're trying to change that, though.
That's good. And you know what? I didn't make her pay for a damn thing that night.
Who?
Jody.
When? Saturday night?
Yeah. I bought her dress. I bought all that makeup she was wearing, all of that stuff.
Oh, I thought you just meant the drinks and the food.
Well, that too. So I treat her a lot. She does nothing to deserve it.
Stop it. Not true. But yeah, I loved it. It was very cute to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need to date more gentlemen.
I know. Well, I told TJ at the wedding that my plan is to go to Montana next, because after watching Yellowstone, I need a cowboy. Like, that's what I want.
So. Well, I thought that was just because you wanted to save the horses.
Perhaps that too.
You get it?
Yeah,
save
they
a
don't
horse,
get it.
Ride the cowboy. Save a horse, ride a cowboy.
I didn't even do that.
But you wouldn't find that boring? I thought you found the guys like that boring, that aren't, you know, really making you earn it.
Do you?
Really? I mean,
yeah.
You see how my life is these days? I think that's probably what I need. I'm starting to settle down, just starting to, you know, claim 30s.
Yeah, she's currently wearing two pieces of loungewear at work. You think she's starting to slow down a little? What can only be described as loungewear.
You didn't have to put me out like that.
Sorry.
Yeah. But it's true. It is what it is.
Good. Lingerie leisure.
You guys are rubbing off on me. It's great.
What are you wearing today? I haven't even seen you wearing
fur.
Just furry Sherpa, top, furry bottom.
Sherpa top, Sherpa bottom.
Yeah. And I'm not really paying attention to it until you mentioned it, Riggins. But you're right. That's just straight up lounge.
And
wear.
I am so comfy. Comfy AF.
She's still trying to recoup from that, too, being dressed like an adult. From Saturday night.
Hey, but I can dress like an adult.
Yeah,
she looked real cute.
You know, I know how to dress if I need to. I know how to dress like an adult and act like an adult sometimes.
Yeah, even Rob was dressed like a grown-up, which is, you know, quite refreshing to see that that he doesn't, you know, fall.
Fall? Like, I'm not.
Fall.
Yeah, like onto the ground. Like, I'm not wearing my rainbow flops.
Just
falls over.
Sorry, I'm not used to wearing shoes with laces on. Yeah.
This shoe has a heel. I can't balance.
They make no noise when I walk.
Yeah.
I hate that.
I can't walk with my toes covered.
Okay. Well, I need to ask intern Harrisman about something. So we can take a break and keep him out of the bathroom long enough to bring him in.
Do that next.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now, more Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Hello. Former intern, Harrison, a.k.a. Harrismont, a.k.a. Intern Finch, is here. He fills in for us sometimes when Rob... is dragging up. He's not going to be here. So, I wanted to ask you if you ever got my email where you sent me the demo thing.
I did get your email.
Okay,
yeah.
You did.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I just wanted to make sure because
awesome,
I never heard anything else about that. So
yeah, I saw that email. I do appreciate that though. Seriously, it was a really nice email.
Oh, good, good.
Seriously.
I didn't know because I'm not good with email.
Neither am I.
And I wanted to tell you that we must have that in common.
I
because
guess
so. I never got anything back.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to make sure you got, because I mean that advice I gave you was priceless.
I feel.
And I want to make sure that you got it.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks. Seriously.
All right, I managed to look it up here.
Yeah, I want to know what the
And yeah, I was right. There was just the two entries in the chain.
But he emailed you, and you emailed him.
Yeah. I sent him some demos a while back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you just haven't heard. You never heard that he got your email.
I guess it is polite to send. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, like some people call it. Yeah. Yes,
that might have been good.
Some people use those words.
An acknowledgement. Thank you for that.
Which works?
Man.
Professionalism, politeness.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding with you. I'm just kidding because I'm the worst about email etiquette and all that. And when I found an opportunity for somebody that I could actually, what?
Yeah, he's loving this. Go ahead, Adam.
Yeah,
go nuts. Say it into the microphone.
I don't even know that Adam emails TJ anymore. You just wait.
I don't. Here's the rule. He'll tell you right out to everybody. If you email me, text me first because I won't look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to text him and go, hey, I just sent you an email. Oh, okay.
Hmm. But it's not like this has been, you know, sticking in my head or anything. I mean, hell.
No.
It was. I responded on July 26th, 2020.
It's been a bit.
And even I started my email response to him as, sorry for the delay. I just got back from vacation. So the whole thing happened around the middle part of July.
I'm still, I'm on a rough draft right now.
Just, I just figured you had read it and said, oh, this is a bunch of bullshit. He's stupid.
He's stupid.
So, all right. That's all we needed to know. Harrison, I figured that Adam would get a kick out of that. He has so many grievances with the way that I handle emails and all that. He's probably liking that the tables were turned, right? You see how it feels?
Oh, how the turntables.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, but you met somebody who's like you.
But I kind of wanted to let him know that what a big deal that is, though, from me to humble myself to an underling such as that and then give quality advice and actually sit down and do an email for it.
Nope.
And all of that. I mean,
Harrison, everybody's an underling. Don't take any offense.
Well, and then that's the way, you know, when people would ask me at this shindig the other night, how do you know that exotic Hispanic looking girl over there? And I would just say, she's my underling.
I can't.
That's how one of them, we know each other. And then they would say, what's her name? And I would say, you got it right. Hispanic girl.
Hispanic girl.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, good. Well, that's that.
Yeah. Oh, but Lord.
Thank you. Thank you for coming in. And you see how easy that was?
Wow.
That wasn't painful at all, right?
No.
For me to say thank you to you.
Now would be the time where you say thank you.
Delight.
Yeah. Yep. Didn't register at all.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. You are something else.
Mm-hmm.
TJ. Yeah,
that was great.
And I would have read my response to you, but I'm not quite sure. It's kind of lengthy. I'm not quite sure I didn't talk sure about somebody that could be hearing it right now.
Oh, Lord.
Like, don't be like this person.
That would be bad.
But here's one. Hey, notice how Riggins always screws up. Blank, 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 blank. Don't do that. Do not do that.
It was more than one line. You must have really poured into it.
Look, it's a whole long
paragraph.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was the email you sent?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Listen to how shocked everyone is at the length of the email.
Well,
and the email, everybody said it, like, with the consensus being it's more than one line.
Well, yeah. I mean, here is the beginning of it. Hey, sorry for the delay. I just got back from vacation. You sound really good. Your diction is great. Voice quality, great. Here are a couple of things I hear that may help you. And then the rest of it, it's all.
But I like how you started with good things.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That, appreciation sandwich.
Right.
That's what we like to call that.
That's what we like to call that.
Yeah.
The appreciation sandwich.
Appreciation sandwich. You tell somebody what they're good at, mm-hmm. then you tell them what they need to work on, and then you finish with something positive at the end mm-hmm. again.
Yep.
Take notes, Ace. You could learn something mm-hmm. from the appreciation sandwich. Have a big bite of the appreciation sandwich.
I think I do a fine job with the appreciation sandwich.
More of like an open face. Just
let's get right to the meat of this right situation.
Maybe a soggy compliment underneath.
Yeah, I'm trying to look and see if anywhere in this I actually use Ace's words with somebody. I can't see... that effing sucks. Anywhere in the text.
Don't ever send me bullshit like this again. Yeah.
Where do I effing begin with this?
I hate that this is even taking up room in my Gmail account. How do I get rid of it?
MP3, no, MP2, because it's a number two. It's shit.
Yeah.
That's not even an MP3, that's an MP2 because of shit.
That's why I sent all my stuff to Adam. I'm like, Adam, can you listen to it and give me feedback, please? Oh, God.
hope I'm kind. I don't want to get into this long.
Scanning through my review of his and critique of his demo tape thing, I don't think I went back and said anything else positive at the end. I didn't wrap it up with something positive. So.
Oops.
It's tough love.
Yeah, no, that's very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
That's very nice of you to do.
Yeah. I like helping people, Riggins.
Yeah, I know.
If they want to help themselves.
That's the kicker.
If they don't, if they're little shitheads and they just want somebody to, you know, tell them what they want to hear, then this is the wrong place. And they're barking up the wrong building. Right here. Okay. Hey, I'm tough, but I'm fair.
That's right. Like a father.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But evidently it meant nothing to him.
Yeah. Thanks for nothing.
Yeah, he could have at least sent me back a middle finger emoji or something.
Yeah.
Thank you, but I think I'll listen to someone who doesn't suck when they're giving me advice rather than you.
Yeah.
It was like that that intern that time was talking about this show that he and another intern had at the broadcast school, Adam. he told me the name of it. And I said, that really doesn't make sense. And he goes, well, you see, TJ, you don't understand the brilliance of it. And I said, no, I don't understand how you think it's funny.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah.
Oh, I wish I would have seen that. Oh, yeah. My God.
That's what you don't get, is the brilliance in the name.
Oh. The worst, best person to tell that to.
This is somebody who's never done it before.
No,
and comes
no.
at you. Oh, it was a real person.
No, it was an intern. It was a real never
an
had
intern.
Done.
It's like 19.
Get out of here.
Oh my God.
Oh, I would have loved to see that.
You don't see the brilliance.
Oh my God.
But he said it like that. TJ, you don't get the brilliance. In
there. You guys were here when that happened.
Yeah.
What was his face like?
Who, his?
Yeah. Yeah.
I said, no, I get what you're trying to say.
It's just stupid.
But it just makes no sense. And the confusing part of the title takes away from the funny that you're trying to get to, because you got the listeners wondering what the hell the title means. Oh my. And it's grammatically incorrect. You don't want your title to be grammatically incorrect, really. Well, agree to disagree.
Right. Oh, man. Yeah,
that's fine.
You don't get it.
Yeah, he gave me the whole. Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
I wish I would have been here for that.
But I've always loved helping people who are new into the business, so they want to do it and they want to learn and all that. And that's why I stooped to emailing him back.
Stooped to emailing.
Because I enjoy doing that if they want to learn. But after that, that guy could have come to me and said, hey, please tell me how you do da 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 da. And I would have said, no, I don't have time for this bullshit.
I don't understand it.
Mm-hmm. Like, you might as well come at me with hula hoops on fire. Like swinging a hula hoop that's on fire and be like, okay, you keep your distance.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
And he's good. You never forget stuff, so. You'll just let it go.
Yeah. It's because I have a good memory, not because I hang on to things, Adam. Gosh.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, I don't even... What happened to him? He's not one of those interns that ever comes back for, you know, to visit or say hi or anything like that.
It was really a situation where he was going to be invited back.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. There were some other things. Remember them?
Oh, yeah. He would fall asleep. Yeah. When he was, like, when we were in the middle of doing stuff.
What?
Yeah, he fell asleep. He fell asleep in the office one day.
Yeah, he was supposed to be cataloging things that we had in the office, and we went back there, and his ass was asleep.
Stop.
And then we took a video of it and put it on our social media, and he got mad about
that. He didn't like that.
We'll be like, don't fall asleep at work.
Exactly.
And then we won't take a video and post it everywhere.
Exactly.
And then there was
that's exactly what I did.
Who falls asleep at work? Come on now.
He didn't like the nickname TJ gave him either. And...
What was the nickname?
I don't. do that. I'm going to write it down.
I'll write it down just in case.
With a pen that doesn't work.
Here.
Was he here for a long time?
A semester, yeah.
He
completed an internship.
Oh. He didn't like that at all.
Not at all.
But was there any nickname that would have fit him more properly?
No.
That's why he didn't like it.
It was perfect.
Yeah.
Did you see it, Adam?
Yeah.
You guys.
But I just remember him sleeping back there. And, Him being upset that we posted his picture on social media sleeping. Don't fall asleep.
Instead of apologizing,
not complicated. Man.
We've done it to Ace. Like, yeah. Ace has fallen asleep. We've done put video up.
You think you're too good to put your picture up sleeping.
But that's Rob funny. Told me in the beginning that it may still be this way. I don't know, but that. Intern Harrison didn't like that I called him Harrisman as a nickname.
Well, I mean,
can you imagine?
Yeah. Okay. You're uptight.
He did.
I mean, very uptight.
He's confirmed. He doesn't like that.
He still doesn't like it?
No, he does not. He's not a fan of harassment.
Yeah. In this day and age, is that the name, the nickname you want to be saddled with is harassment?
Intern me too. Yeah, maybe.
Mm. Oh, man.
Well, that's crazy.
He much preferred Finch.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well. He can enjoy his new nickname, Dead to Me.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now back to Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
On the regular old show today, we were talking about this this guy who was wearing what they call a male chastity belt, and somebody hacked it, and his woman has the code that opens it, but her code wasn't working because somebody hacked it and all that. I think they should really, because it looks, we said it looks like the lockbox thing that goes on a doorknob of a house that's on the market where the realtors can get in, real estate agents can get in and go around and all that. They shouldn't call it a belt. They should just call it a box, you know, the chastity box. And how do you fit that in your pants? Which is something I've been asked many times.
Oh, Lord. I was wondering
how do you fit that big box that goes around? Is there a hole in the front of it right there that could possibly be?
Yeah, it's for peeing.
Yeah, okay, so right there, under where it says cellmate.
Oh, this is the physical lock. Like, once it's unlocked through Wi-Fi, then you slide this up, and the whole thing becomes
All right.
And then that little thing at the bottom, that's the hole through which you go to the bathroom.
Correct. But what about that other thing, the lever at the top? What's that for?
That's for holding the other part.
Oh, that would fit through
like
there?
Like, that's where the belt would go through to wrap around, right?
No, I think the bar is for separating the two parts.
Oh, okay, I see.
It goes behind.
Because there's a little like a slot there is where your penis would go in that slot.
Correct. Okay. Like it would be so uncomfortable.
Yeah, how do you...
I mean, I don't have those parts.
Wearing that around, wouldn't it show through your pants? Because it's so big and bulky. I mean, not that you're wearing tight pants, but it would just show, right?
Yeah, I'm just imagining that. Because I have a hard time finding... holsters for my pistolas that I can wear places without having to buy pants that are bigger, because the pistolas holsters that I like actually go inside the pants. You know, the belt,
yeah.
Then inside the pants. And that's hard to maneuver around without buying new or bigger pants
that won't fit
anywhere else. So you got to buy a bigger size pants if you got that big thing. And I wonder how many of those have been sold.
Well, they're out of stock.
Yeah, so. Sold out right now.
And well, go ahead.
How many?
Yeah.
They could have had five.
Yeah. Yeah. How does it attach?
But it says short model. So is there a different model?
Yeah, there's two sizes.
So, but there must be some
like,
type.
Get away from that one.
There must be some type of a belt apparatus it attaches to, or something, right? How would it stay up?
Maybe it just locks around your stuff.
Yeah, there has to be some kind of a strap that.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Or else it would. I don't know.
And it shows a guy playing basketball in it. Yeah. Right.
No.
It's cozy. It's
lightweight and cozy.
Suitable for long period wear.
There's
discreet packaging. Thank God. Here's your penis cage.
Now, Riggins, I guess you and Ace were both saying earlier that you think that it's a sexual, like a fetish kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's definitely.
It's not really to keep somebody from cheating, right?
No.
Yeah, I think it's like they do it together. With the idea that she controls him or something.
And she?
I thought so. Yeah. We said he had a girlfriend in the story.
Yeah.
Because he said his girlfriend had the coat.
Yeah.
And then he comes home and then she's like, okay, now I'm going to release the Kraken.
The Kraken.
You're free to do whatever you want to do here or something like that. I don't know.
I would think that could possibly be used more often in a two-guy relationship. If you're using it to keep the other person from cheating, you know,
it's weird though.
I'll turn that off.
And the slogan is "Love hurts."
Mm-hmm. It does. It can.
Yeah, wow. Love hurts.
Well,
man.
There's a video. If I can give you some context, there was a video that went viral this past weekend of a guy at an ATM outside a retail spot.
Yeah,
and the woman is filming. He's down on his hands and knees. He slides his debit card into the ATM, and she says to him, while she's recording him down on the ground, she goes, make it 150. And he goes, okay. Puts the thing and looks up, types in his PIN, pulls out 150, and she goes, now give me the money. He hands her the money, and as she walks away, she steps on him as she walks away. That's all.
That was
There's
it?
There's nothing sexual about it. So there is a segment of guys
they just
that
want
get gratification them. of
being
controlled and being put down. And that's exactly what this thing is designed to do.
Ace must have that.
Why? Why not?
You got married again.
Oh.
Yeah. He needs it.
You need.
Why do I need it?
Somebody, I don't know.
Somebody that's beating you down all the time. Yeah. It's the only explanation.
That's it. Yeah, I can't imagine wearing that thing around all day. And
let's get one. They ain't but 160-something bucks.
Yeah, once they're back in stock, we can get one.
And was that the guy that you showed there in the video, Riggins? Was he the one that invented it?
No, it's developed by a company in China where all the good sex toys come from. Trust me.
Mm.
I happen to know that.
Yeah. You've been thankful for discreet packaging a time or two?
Absolutely.
At your house?
Absolutely.
But... Yeah, I can't imagine that's just regular guy and he's going to the gym and he's changing clothes and all that in the locker room and he's just wearing a lockbox around his junk.
Maybe it's for a limited time. Like maybe it's just a brief thing, like she says, for the next 3 hours or on a Saturday or something like that. You can't go about your daily routine like that, can you?
This showed a guy playing basketball in it.
No, it had a drawing of a guy playing basketball in it. That's different.
That is. I am going to go out for a jog, hon. Hang on a minute.
That is,
All right, locked in now. Let's go.
Yeah. Thanks for the added 8 pounds of metal around my penis while I'm out trying to jog.
Did you get that, Rob?
Yeah, I'm thinking that. Please record that.
Thank you. I've got 8 pounds of metal around my penis.
Well, I'm trying to draw.
You make it too easy sometimes.
And then you gotta,
I love it.
Then you got to make sure that it stays, you know, WD-40'd all up.
Yeah, you don't want rust.
Yeah.
You do not want rust. I'll tell you. What might be worse, though, yesterday I was watching an episode of Naked and Afraid, and these two people were in the Florida Keys, and they were trying to make certain this bear was being around their camp, and they had alligators, and all of a sudden this guy was moving some wood to try to get some wood to start a fire, and he yells, Yellow jacket. And then you see him go, oh, and he reaches down and starts swatting at his groin.
Mm-hmm.
He was bitten right on the end of his business by a yellow jacket. And had to run back and run to the little spring they had found and kneel down in there to try to cool it off a little bit.
Well, it's a shame nobody was chewing tobacco. You know, tobacco spit helps with the insect sting.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Just to quickly, I just got one more point to make about this. Hackers hacked the Wi-Fi male chastity belt, but it's not the first time it's happened. Back in 2017, hackers hacked a Bluetooth-enabled butt plug. Which sounds even worse.
Oh, no.
And they took control of it?
They took control of it.
While somebody was wearing it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Wearing it, had it, whatever. Yeah. You know, I don't know what.
So what all did they do? What are your options? I mean.
Yeah.
You know, it goes up to,
ultra speed.
Yeah. Set it to 11. This one goes to 11. I think. What else would you do?
1 minute you're eating the Caesar salad. Next minute. <right. laughs>
That's got to be somebody that works for the company, right?
I hope so.
That knows how to do that.
Someone hacked my
phone.
Oh, no.
Some secretly weird stuff in the middle of a restaurant. And all of a sudden, it's like,
somebody mowing?
Yeah. And that a butt plug has Bluetooth. What exactly are they getting out of that?
Well, case
I don't ever want to take a call.
Have some music playing.
It's in case you need to take a call.
Yeah.
While you're driving.
No,
windows are rolled up. I don't know what the problem is.
Gross. It's got some mood lighting attached to it. Yeah. LED lights.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe it has lighting features.
Yeah. That's something that you really want to make sure you've got a secure connection.
Yeah. Definitely.
I'm going to get on public Wi-Fi with that.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, 2 great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny podcast is available on all major podcast platforms and acetj.com.
You know, I was about to say, I can tell I was busy all weekend because I'm so tired still on Monday. There was no time for relaxation, but it's that way every Monday for me.
Yeah. It's a new thing.
So I've got to stop working on Monday and have Tuesday become the new Monday.
Yeah.
Simple. Problem solved.
Yeah. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you had to pick one, I would take Monday over Friday off every day.
You'd take Monday off over a Friday off.
If you had to pick one day, if you were going to go to a 4-day work week, mm-hmm. I would prefer to have Monday off as opposed to Friday off. You know what I mean?
Sundays kind of suck.
Yeah, because I hate Sunday night.
Yeah.
Sunday night's the worst. That's maybe the worst night of the week is Sunday night.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Sunday afternoon sucks too.
Now we got no football.
It's leading into Sunday night. Even then, it's the general feeling of like, oh, man, I got to get some stuff together and work. Go back to work tomorrow, blah, blah, blah. And I don't even hate my job. So.
Just having to get up and do something.
I hate it a little bit, not a lot.
Well, a wife of yours works. Live off of her.
She'd be your sugar mama.
I just need to give her a little bit of time.
I told her the other night she was going to have to start cutting Adam and me in on some of her personal training clients.
Her client money.
Because you're not getting those unless you got access to our listeners. So yeah. Adam and I own part of that. So she took it seriously.
She's been doing it about 6 months, and I've already started saying things like, so what are you going to come up with that we can send to the masses? Like, are Beachbody, P90X, what are we doing?
Yeah.
She's like, I haven't even been doing this long enough to, well, think about it. There's got to be a program we can send out to the masses. Cause
those things have already been done.
I know, but I don't really want to have to work the rest of my life.
But I'm saying like she can't do P90X. It's already been done.
I know, that's the example.
Oh, something like
yes.
that. Oh.
Let's make it happen.
You're going to be her manager?
No.
Oh.
I don't know anything about managing anybody.
and spouse and manager, bad
that
combo.
Work together? Yeah.
No.
Well, maybe soon she'll be able to design her own line of husband bibs.
Amen.
Yeah. Exactly.
All for that.
Yeah.
You know, like the masks that have messages on it. Like it could be the bibs and has cute.
She was a little offended one day, Alexa. She said something about. Just about being on the, she was on the radio one day. I said, was it fun? She goes, yeah. Like, she was kind of joking. She goes, we could do our own show together sometime. I was like, no, we couldn't. Ugh, no, I don't
want to. You told her
that?
You didn't think that maybe?
No, of course not. This is a dumb idea. I would never want to work with my spouse. Never, ever. I wouldn't want my spouse running. I would love for TJ's spouse to run Grin Kids, but I don't want to run Grin. I don't want my spouse running Grin Kids. I just prefer to keep my world's. It's totally separate from each other.
Amen.
Because that just seems like a hassle.
Yeah. Just think your ace thing. That's your thing.
Yeah. Or not even that. Just I don't want to have to discuss it all the time. And I need everything to be separate. That way you don't have to tell them everything.
True.
The last thing you want is all that stuff having to be discussed all the time in your house. You know.
I'm taking all the notes for whenever, if I do get married, I have the best advice here in this room.
But you've always talked about work way more at home than I do.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm like, if I know when Jody asked me something about work, she had either talked to you or your ex-wife about it because I hadn't told her a damn.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't tell me that. Da 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 da. Da. Oh, no. Nah. Well, why? Why didn't you tell me that? Because it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
And then I would get the whole, I don't know what you're trying to keep from me. You know.
Gosh.
He sure doesn't mind telling his wife things and blah, blah, blah. I was like, all right, close the door. Yeah, send me a list. I'll go over it with you. Yeah, I just don't like rehashing things. You know what I mean? It happened at work. It's at work. Mm-hmm. And then also don't want anything that happened at work that she could think is a negative thing and drive her crazy and worry and all this. Are you getting fired? No. No, they just didn't have my size sweatshirt at the Christmas party.
Oh.
Doesn't mean I'm getting fired. They just ran out.
DEFCON 1.
Well, you probably wouldn't tell me.
If I'd gotten there earlier, I would have had one. Calm down. It's okay.
Are you getting fired? They didn't have your sweatshirt. Are you getting fired? What? No.
That is funny. Why are you getting fired?
What do I need to sell?
God. Yeah. Well, I guess I don't need to go to Target today. Start saving money. Yeah, that I don't need. You think y'all going to get it straight? No.
I don't think so.
No. I'm not. I don't care. I'm tired of that job. Yes, yeah, so she would always say that. And then with Grin Kids stuff, she and our Grin Kids director have been friends for years. As a matter of fact, that's how we came by our Grin Kids director, through Jody. And through Jody and her being friends. And so when she first started running Grin Kids, every day when I would get home, Jody would be asking me questions about Grin Kids. And I'd go, what? I don't know. What? And then it hit me. Okay, well, Leanna's been talking to her about Grin Kids stuff because they just talk all the time. And that's when. So I told Leanna not to be. I said, no, Jody doesn't need to know the ins and outs of everything going on with Grin Kids because I get hit with it when I get home. And it's nothing bad. I just don't. When I get home from work, I'm home from work. I don't want to sit and talk about work again. And then, I don't know, maybe a month later, it was, I needed Jody to help me with the volunteer for this thing, but I know you don't like her knowing a thing about Grin Kids. Like, you like to hide Grin Kids stuff from her or whatever it was. It was very incriminating sounding, like, yeah. I'm just this jerk husband, and like, Jody doesn't need to know anything. That's on a need-to-know basis or whatever. And it was about, because Jody does help with Grin Kids things. But she took it to mean, don't ever go to Jody about anything Grin Kids, because I don't want her knowing what goes on. Shady. And,
yeah, of course.
You know, I know you like to hide all the work helping kid to our terminally ill broccoli. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe she didn't say hide. She said you're protective over or
whatever.
Something. It sounded like I was being shady when all I was trying to say was, you know, I don't want to talk about work every day when I get home. And that was. And I'm sure that I didn't communicate it properly. I'm sure I said, Jody needs to mind her damn business, probably what I said.
Because then Jody probably asked her something. She was like, I can't tell you.
Yeah.
You're like, what?
Yeah. Oh, no, TJ said, I can no longer tell you anything about Grin Kids.
And that, I'm sure that did happen now that I think about it. But I think the way I phrased it was, I don't need Jody all up in my business, is what I probably said.
Yeah.
Meaning, I don't want to have to talk about work all the time. She took it to mean I got some shady shit going on and I don't need Jody to know about it.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Mm. It's all clear now, though. It only took about, you know, 15 years to get it all straight.
Water under the bridge.
And the last thing, a woman wants is for her husband to tell another woman, don't tell my wife this.
Yeah. About anything.
Yeah. Unless it's something that, you know, you're saying, don't tell my wife I'm about to buy her this new ring for her birthday.
A present.
Right. Yeah. Anything else? Don't tell one woman not to tell your wife something.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it seems shady even when it's about helping children.
Yeah. I want you to hide all of these good deeds I've done from my wife. The last person I want to know all the good I'm doing in the world is my wife.
Right. And you also don't want to phrase it as my wife doesn't need to be all up in my business.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at ACETJ.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.